And on top of this tall structure is a platform from where the crafts are leaving. There is a large one. It will hold many, many peoples from many places. They will unite here, in this craft. What's it shaped like? It is long shape, round. Like a big cigar? Yes. If it is like a, we have trees here. It is like a very large tree, with a flat middle.
You mean the trunk?
Like a tree trunk?
Yes.
Not the branches?
No.
There are smaller crafts.
What do they look like?
They are light and silvery and they are circular, with a flat bottom and a flat top, wide around the middle. Like cupping your hands.
Is there any dome on it?
I am getting the impression that if you want a dome, you can have a dome. I am trying to reach in for the knowledge of all of this. It seems that our powers of mind create the illusion of structures, just like all peoples on all planets. For some reason, those who were in control of creating the illusion of crafts chose these shapes. Perhaps they will have significance in another time. But all of it is not that important.
What makes them travel?
Let me dissolve.
Pause, it is power of mind, again, but it is not an activity of all our minds, but it is.
All of this activity is put to work by a few, and yet because of our oneness, we are all doing it, but I am not thinking about the crafts or about thinking about the plans of travel. But there are others that do, and I am in full oneness with whatever they bring to us.
What are you thinking?
I am trying to find out how the crafts move through what is known as space.
It.
There is very little reference I can make. It is a space and time that will finally be glimpsed at one Earth at a much later date.
People.
One person, scientist, will say, will finally see that space and time are not rigidly held together.
People will praise him, but they will not see it, and he will go.
There will be a few more who finally see that space and time are not held to a fixed line and that what they see in their space is only one space and one time, but it is not all space and all time. Therefore, what they call all space and their time, when they look into the sky, is an illusion. But they do not see but one kind of tiny space, as if looking into a room, and they just call that the Earth.
Space and time will be difficult to explain in words to the humans, because they lack imagination.
They lack the powers of mind. They do not have the training to see the reality, to know what space and time really is. Until they do, then their space travel will be a space travel of illusions.
We travel by mind, and because we understand space and time, they mean absolutely nothing.
They are not coated with stars.
There is no meaningful conception, no necessary conception, of time, through travel.
Because that is pinpointing the infinite into two words. What we do is so far beyond the realm of ordinary thought that we would not be able to use words to convey any possibility of our progress. But someday, the children will understand imagination, and when they see the stars, they will see all that there is, because they will see the space.
The concept of space and time separates us from those that we try to help, and it takes a long time to teach other peoples.
And yet there is no time, but all of it.
A focus is on this point in her experience,
getting on the ship to come to Earth.
She repeatedly tells us that she feels sadness, for she will have to forget the truth of light and unity in order to come into the Earth through birth.
Alright.
Will you go into the structure now?
Find yourself there.
Now, as you get to the structure, tell me about it.
Well, I don't go to the structure yet.
I go back to the teacher's room for a while.
Do they know that you're leaving?
Yes.
They're standing, singing, when I come in.
Are you singing to them?
Why would they be standing when you come in?
Because we will be separated.
All right.
Out of respect.
Now what goes on,
now, between you and the teachers?
I turn to one, and he places his hands on my shoulder, and looks very deeply into my eyes.
I turn to another one and he does the same.
I am getting a great deal of strength and knowledge, but I don't know yet that it is knowledge.
And when I turn to the third, he stares
the same way into your eyes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It is very hard for me not to feel sad, but then all at once I sense it is all right, and I cry a tear and he cries one. I turn to leave. Quiet crying, do you know WH why you have to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Go ahead. Are you going to the diamond-shaped building?
To the hourglass building?
Yes.
What about the other four?
Are they coming with you?
With different teachers?
Or how do they work?
I do not know about them.
Okay. I go the long way around.
Why?
To meditate again on the way. I do know that this is a good thing.
I am ready.
I am going down the hill towards the hourglass shape.
I am standing at the very bottom, looking up.
I do not have the robes on now, I have something else on.
Are the others there yet?
They are coming within my view.
Okay.
They are.
Good.
They are ready to go too.
Yes.
Are they dressed the same way you are?
Yes.
All right.
What happens next?
I do as the teachers did with me. I turn to each one, put my hands on their shoulders and look at them.
And we exchange comfort and we exchange sadness and exchange love and knowledge and understanding.
It is a time to feel our oneness.
Pause. Now, we are walking towards the structure.
We are going up it like,
I can't,
it is called perhaps an elevator,
it is going straight up.
Go ahead.
You get to the top.
Now, what happens?
There is a craft, that is.
It is round.
Do you get into the craft?
Yes.
We all get in.
For some reason I am thinking that this is a small craft, smaller than others that have left.
But IT is big enough for five?
Yes.
B describes this same scene.
B, once you're inside the ship in spiritual form, spiritual body, shiny.
Describe the interior for me.
First of all, the ship up closer.
Did you tell me IT was round?
There are places to sit.
Okay, but on the outside,
the outside appearance,
is IT round like a ball?
No.
I don't see this one close.
When we go in it is as though.
It is as though there is a place to walk, from the temple right inside, so you don't have an overview of this one at this time.
The overview was before, from without.
We walk within, from the temple directly into this.
Yes.
There is a place to go in, not a door that opens,
as ours do, but
we walk up the door.
And our,
we're,
the sadness has been shed.
How many people in the ship with you?
I don't know.
The
10?
No.
But
a dozen or,
no,
no.
I,
under a dozen.
I don't know how many.
Wait a minute.
There is one.
Are you ready to leave?
Yes.
And so the little band leaves, and as Oz puts it, onward sped the ship of God,
by the force of wills matured, and from its hallowed light displaying its purpose before other gods and men,
in other ships cruising, on adventurous paths, in Jehovah's wide oceans of splendor. 9. This sadness at the prospect of doing duty on Earth as apples has been reported by other investigators I've talked with,
and seems quite common among those who under hypnosis report lives on other planets.
It is certainly understandable.
Volunteering for service on Earth is a bit like volunteering for service in the Marine Corps. The recruit knows the experience will be a rough one, but he believes that in the course of performing his duties he will become a more mature person.
The Marines build men, an Earth incarnation builds masters.
As a space contact says through Yolanda, I see a very sad,
but joyous,
one.
She is homesick, for she is far from her place.
I understand this.
I am also far from my home, in this ship.
We do have deep understanding for such longings.
Many of us volunteer a whole time of life to these missions.
But you on Earth are so unfortunate, because when you volunteer you lose your memory of where you came from.
For the most part, 10 B and C talk about the sadness in their own way.
The child here will feel sorrow, for she will glimpse this and then lose it,
and she will be pushed to an environment that will confuse her,
and yet if she still wills, if she can still but remember,
even her dreams,
even the things she saw,
that she will see, in the shadows of night,
then in time she will remember.
Now,
tell me everything that you can about this particular event. Very quickly, now, very crisply. Don't analyze it. There are people there, but I cannot differentiate them. We are meditating, no words are spoken. We are just there, seems like. I am sad. All right. The meditation is in anticipation of what event? What may happen? Us leaving the planet. And you are sad at this prospect also.
In a way,
yes. All right, you are anticipating leaving the planet, and the other people are too.
Yes.
All right. Can you describe the other people? No physical features. All I know is that they understand a little bit more than I and that I am more sad. I am sad because it is such a struggle. A long, long struggle. How sad that it has to be that way. The others know that they must leave. And they take some comfort. I can't.
All right. Tell me some more about the struggle.
What type struggle?
The struggle of the mind, knowing all that we know.
But we lose that, when we leave. We leave and we go back through. Back through the darkness again, and struggle.
Struggle to the peace.
I feel very light, right now. I am thinking, of all of this.
Be very well.
I'd like you to turn back to the present now, altogether, in all dimensions. Is there a specific reason for you to come back as, now? What's going to be your main purpose? What is your assignment?
The blind closes.
What do you mean by that? When I come back here, the slate is wiped clean.
It's hard to see.
Pause, there is much sadness here.
Why? This planet.
Yes.
But not on the spiritual dimension?
You just mean on the planet itself?
I just see it.
Yes.
And that's why you're here?
Why you were sent here?
It will be forgotten.
We will forget.
Why?
Why is it necessary to forget?
It's gone.
Whispering, it's gone.
The memory of the past on that planet is gone.
Off,
it's gone.
There is white slate.
It's new, forgotten.
When the Otherworlder's spaceship arrives here with our group, it does not drop them onto the Earth's surface, but instead enters the finer or spiritual planes of our Earth and allows its passengers to enter the cycle of reincarnation on our planet.
George Hunt Williamson says, if these wanderers didn't arrive here by spaceship, how did they get here?
They volunteered to come to Earth and go through the reincarnational cycle here.
In other words, they were born here.
They have birth certificates, they went to school, had the childhood diseases, drank soda pop at the corner drugstore and made eyes at each other in school, or threw spitballs at the teacher. In brief, they were exactly the same as all the other people on Earth, except for one thing, they didn't belong here. They occupy physical vehicles and are born to parents of their own choice who they feel will best give them the advantages and training they need to fulfill their missions on Earth. 11 and an entity known as Sitko gives this information. From time immemorial, teachers of light came to planet Earth, incarnating from other planets, from other systems, even from other galaxies, and from the realms known to you as the non-physical or supernal realms of existence. And great companies of light came into incarnation, carrying with them the banner of truth and love and light. In all the simplicity of these teachings, and in all dedication to the one creator and his laws, these bands of lighted ones came down into incarnation and to the darkness and the degradation which they oftentimes found, and incarcerated themselves in flesh, not for their own experiencing, though much they did experience, but with a basic motive of service to the one creator and his creations, a motive of love and compassion. At each time when the great ones, whom you speak of as avatars, came, there also, came many lesser teachers, many lighted souls, great in compassion and service. Often their tasks seemed small, yet they formed a chain, a pattern of strength, and each upheld the others, and as each company whom we have termed the goodly companies went forth, they went in groups of souls who had worked and known each other from lifetime to lifetime. These souls are incarnate once more upon planet Earth in many areas. These souls work for the upliftment of the planet and for the dawning of the Age of Reason at the end of this cycle upon the planet. These souls, who have come into incarnation, have formed what is known as the Lightlings and the Light Centers throughout the planet. Some there are who have gone forth on lonely ways, and have been cut off from their fellows and have worked alone in the materialistic world. They have sought to bring that understanding which is theirs, a glimmer of truth which they have remembered, wherever they have found themselves, and in whatever capacity they have labored. Now, many of these who have worked alone join with the others in order that strength may be given to all, that the pattern or web of light, which is now woven around the planet may be vitalized to its highest capacity. 12 Here are A, B, and C describing their entry into the spiritual plane. Very well. Are you ready to depart?
Yes.
Will you depart, and find yourself in the next plane or dimension?
Are you now in the spiritual dimension of Earth?
I am not sure yet where I am.
I am not on Earth.
Are you still in the ship?
Number, how do you get out of IT?
Well, mind.
It was time.
Was the ship absolutely necessary for you to make the trip from your planet to the Earth's spiritual dimension?
In one way, yes, and in many other ways, no.
I cannot explain now, but that it is necessary to come in something like a craft to make that transition. Even though everything is one, and that the vibrations are infinite, and that we knew of all things that were going on Earth, we could not do our task while still on our planet. That would be a confusion of our own development and Earth's development and our task. It was necessary for us to leave our vibrational level and that plane entirely, and to go through what is called reincarnation. We needed to learn as a soul the planes of the spirit, and all that Earthlings go through, for we do not go through these things anymore.
Very well.
Is there anything more now?
Number, now, how do you approach Earth?
Do you just come down and do you land, or
what happens when you get here?
No, we don't land.
You can't do that.
Will you describe your approach, and what you do thereafter?
You simply leave the spaceship.
Do you leave the spaceship up in the air?
There is no longer any function.
There.
We're turned to.
We drop that body,
we drop.
We simply leave.
We.
Ah.
You said you leave the ship.
Yes.
And you are on Earth, then?
MNN.
Not on Earth.
We are near,
we are around,
we are.
Are you in a spiritual realm,
spiritual level?
Yes.
Not on Earth at this time?
Number, okay.
Now what is going to take place at this level?
I know I must go through a thing called birth, but I don't know how.
Is there any instruction for you?
Are the new teachers there for you?
I find helpers.
But you came to our planet.
Now, will you tell me about the approach to our planet?
How you came to be here?
Does the ship come down and land right on the planet?
MMNN.
No.
We're in the spirit.
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
How did you get out of the ship?
We're just not needed in the ship anymore.
And what happens to the ship?
I don't know.
Do you?
Does the door,
does IT stop and,
we are.
There is no need for doors at this stage.
So you just dematerialize from the ship.
Do you come directly to Earth then?
Number, what happens?
Do you stop in the higher, spiritual dimension for a while?
There is waiting,
watching.
Can you make any connection with anyone that
you knew then and anyone you know now?
Pause,
I can only tell by.
I don't see people.
Feel presences.
You found somebody, didn't you?
On the spirit plane.
WHO.
Mother and father.
Mother.
Beautiful.
Spirit.
Dear soul.
Dear soul.
SHE came to Earth before you died.
You waited for her, didn't you?
And your father.
Therefore, they knew each other too, didn't they?
It was planned.
IT was planned that they would come to be your parents,
is this correct?
I chose them.
Okay.
They chose me too.
See, very well.
I want you to go back to the spiritual plane,
from the other planet, the by itself in IT's entirety.
WHO leaves first.
You or your mate?
My mate.
And you wait a while?
I'm looking for the right people. I was waiting for the correct challenge. Did you make the decision on your own?
Completely. I want you to find WHO selected your mother and father, and WHY. WHY this particular time, WHY this particular location.
First of all, the parents. Did you select those two people by yourself, or did you have help from your helper?
It seems to have been my choice. So our three other worlders come to Earth, having chosen their parents and gone through birth. It is apparently the plan that apples come to Earth in groups who, if they can recognize each other and remember their mission, will then be able to help each other and work together in harmony. It was quite amazing to me as I gathered the second and third of these regressions to find the same report of mutual acquaintance in the previous life. It is a story of at least five people, so I must fill you in on the other two. In addition to the three subjects, there is a man, named here D, and a man named here E. Perhaps the most amazing detail of these mutually agreeing reports was the fact that A, who had never known E, named him as an acquaintance, a member of her family on another world. E is now dead, and there is no possible way she could ever have known him. She had, however, heard his name mentioned by C. And from this slight knowledge, she tentatively identified him in her regression. Ah, let's look at this place that you are leaving. Let me come back down to the child. Pause. Can you see the ones WHO will be going? Can you tell me now if there are any more that you will know upon Earth? There is a male type standing beside me. He is happy with me. We are watching. We are looking at the ships. They have not started to load the people, our brothers and sisters, inside yet. I know him, he is my mate for a short time. I do not know him. I do not get to see him on Earth. And yet he will. His presence will be everywhere. He will be next to me when I have a new mate. He is working. He will be working on a different level. Therefore I do not get to see him. And yet he will direct. Help watch over me and my mate. Is there anyone else there that you meet on Earth? I am trying to place the names. The Earth names of D and E. I am trying to see where they come from, if they are from my planet or from someplace else. Pause. D is from my planet, though I do not know him. Pause. No. D is not from my planet. He will be a communicator between his peoples and all the peoples who are joining in this endeavor. He will be most necessary, most comforting to me on Earth. We will all be there. He is from someplace else. I do not know. And yet he will know about me. He will know about all of those who show him, who look into his eyes. He will be able to recognize. He will be like the watershed, that many of us will pass over, and go on to where we will be of most use. I see, She is grown now. She is very close to me. For some reason I feel that I should be much older. And yet age has been suspended. Do you see anyone else? Not here on the platform. Do any others train with you for the same purpose? I do not see others doing what the teachers and I are doing. But there are others. There are others that will help me. We will help each other in bringing this knowledge out. Describe the others. Long pause. I am sorry for the delay. I was dissolved. I am trying to see the others. The only way to do it while I am still in the cave is to dissolve. Long pause. I do not see them yet. It is very easy for you to see one of them. Pause. The man beside me, who came in with me, I am not sure whether he is going to be there, on Earth with me, for, as I am told, people cannot see invisible things, or they only see things that they want to see. I am trying to. But it's hard. I think. To go back and forth. He will be with me, and because I am still here on this planet and not on Earth, I cannot talk as if I'm on Earth. I know general things about Earth, for Earth is just one stage, and all peoples go through that stage, and it is an understanding. So therefore I know because of meditations I may or I may not see this person, but he is in reality always with me. I am not sure now of other peoples. I know I will have. I know we will have a group on this planet, but that will come later, much later. I am,
As far as age go on this planet, which is simply an appearance, I am a child. These friends, I have the impression, will come later. Perhaps they are being trained like I. They do not know, either. But I am very split because I have the understanding of the universe, and yet I am dumb and unable to speak. I, speaking is not necessary here. But I accept all that the teachers give me here, because they are the reality and I am theirs. Let's move from the time you are in now, forward approximately 1/10 of your experience on that planet. You will move forward at the count of 3, I will snap my fingers, and you will be able to see. 1, 2, 3, snap. Describe your experience. I am with other people now. We are all sitting down. We are laughing. There seem to be 5 of us plus 2 teachers. Do you recognize any of them? I recognize vibrations. Do you know any of them that are here on their Earth life with you? Yes. WHO are they? B and C. They are on each side of me. We seem to have finished eating. Is there anyone else that you recognize? There's 2 male types, but I don't make out their impressions or vibrations yet. Is this group similar to the group that comes to your place, to the cave, to meditate? It doesn't seem to be. It is hard for me to say. There are other groups, dot seems there are 5 of us. But it's hard for me to say if there are not other groups on our planet like us. It is hard to think of others than us. There is no struggle on your planet? No. It is a struggle within yourself, of your own knowledge of the task that is before us. Well, go ahead and tell me more about the struggle, about the task, how you leave, and where you plan to go. We must go there without our memories, people who have forgotten everything and will have to grow again. But these 5 people will go together and will know of each other. B, where are you going? Do you go to a different planet? Which planet? We come to Earth. Which other planets would you have had the option of going to? Were there many other planets you could have gone to? Or other entities come from? How many planets are involved in this system? Sand. As many. We. Pause. We are needed here. Now, by saying sand, are you saying like grains of sand? As many as sand. As many planets as there are grains of sand. So I tease, just infinite then. You were all together. All right. The person you know as D. Is he in your past? He was one with us. Was he on the ship? N. I don't know. He was one with us in the temple. He was in the temple? In. That, family. And I believe in the temple. Was he the instructor you were talking about? The older teacher? I. Now don't let me lead you. You be sure. Don't say, so because I suggest IT. You can easily say he's not. I know it. I think so. I think the love was the same. WHO was one of his assistants. That you may know. I believe C. was a handmaiden. I believe behind the altar the day that we all were the person we know as A. I think A. had to do with the place that we at. The place that we gathered. I believe. That she served us. C. was your next, shall we say, reincarnation on Earth? Yes. As C? Yes. WHO was your mate? D. I would like for you to remain on that plane for a moment. Divide part of your attention back on the planet that you were on before you came here, part of your attention to where you are right now, part to the plane to which you will go. D has been with you on the spiritual plane and on the other planet. He was your mate. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. Look at other entities, now. Relate people you know now back on the spiritual plane or any other place you have ever been. Do you find others? A whole lot of them, it seems like. An awful lot of people I know. E. He's dead. He was a brother. B. A. Wait. A was my mother in the body. J was a brother. B? B I know. She was my sister. Where? In the clan. A 6th person, J, was mentioned by 2, but not by the 3rd, as being part of the clan and of this mission. It is possible that he was sent to take the place of E, after his death, though this is never said by any of the subjects. Now, this mission which has been talked about, what is it?